This is a follow-up visit for Christine Ray, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, R-E-Y-E-S, date of birth is 10-2-1972, date of accident 11-9-2020, date of service is 5-10-2022. Ms. Christine Ray is here for follow-up evaluation. Allegedly, she was rear-ended in an automobile accident, leading to most of the symptoms according to her, and she reports that she has a headache which is off and on to the scale of 4, and neck pain is now 2 to 3, lower back pain is also 2 to 3, and she reports no other radiation of pain except in the right front thigh, which is felt like numbness and tingling. She has a continuing a neuropsych therapy at Triton Behavioral. Her shoulder has improved. She is able to lift her arm reasonably well up to 180 degrees. In addition, the pain level is between 2 to 4. 70% pain is reported relief with the therapies that have been given since the time of accident. Patient is improved. ADLs are not significantly affected. In the system review, patient reports headaches and dizziness, vertigo, which are less often, and they are 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. Difficulty sleeping is reported, anxiety, depression is reported. But patient has no loss of memory, no loss of balance, no vision problem, no seizures, no loss of consciousness, blackouts, none of the seizure symptoms. And in the pain and numbness, patient has a lower back stiffness along with pain in the lower back and slight pain in the right shoulder, in the GI, patient has constipation but no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and no digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blurring the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GI, patient has no incontinence of the urine, significant urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest and coughing, shortness of breath. In that surgical, patient reports that the pain level has improved between 2 and 4. And there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma in the last 30 days. Current pain medication is Percocet. Substance abuse, patient reports marijuana use. Compliance is the patient is fully compliant with the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 149 over 110. Pulse is 70, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit. Of 4-5-2022, dictation number 0407-068. The following changes I would like to present in the physical exam, and they are as follows. In the examination of the musculoskeleton, the inspection and palpation is the same. Spine tenderness, no spine tenderness is felt. Left sacroiliac joint, right sacroiliac joint, and the entire spine is non-tender. Paravertebral muscle spasm is not present. In the range of motion, cervical spine range of motion is as follows. Forward flexion is 60, extension is 60, bilateral flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. The lumbar spine range of motions are as follows. Forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 30. Hyperextension was not found painful. The maneuvers to identify reporting the pain are as follows. The cervical spine, all of them are negative. The Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, the distraction test, Lerman test, and Sotohal test, all are negative. In thoracic spine, Roots test and Slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Dobzhansky Kalman test is negative. Straight leg raising test is negative. Contralateral leg raise test is negative. Breger test is negative. Chen test is negative. Dobzhansky sign is negative. In the sacroiliac joint, both the sacroiliac joints are now non-tender. And the favorite dancing tests are negative. Distraction test is negative. Elo compression test is negative. The extremities examination is completely normal. The shoulder joint examination is non-tender. On the right, and the palpation and inspection do not reveal any pathology. Range of motion is 180 degrees of abduction as well as flexion without any pain. Muscle strength 4, 5 by 5. and special tests are found negative for Hawking Kennedy test, anti-Bayesian test, speed test, near test. In the hand-in wrist, again, on inspection and palpation is a completely normally appearing hand-in wrist. Bilaterally, thinner sun saline signs are negative. Color of the skin is normal. Motor power is 5 by 5. All the sensation reflexes are normal. Diagnosis is the same. Plan of care is to continue the medications, which are as follows. Percocet 5 mg. It is reduced from 10 mg now and will be discontinued on the next visit. 5 mg, 1 pill a day, TRN basis. In addition, patient will continue Celebrex, 200 mg a day, Lidocal gel, 4.5%, Flexeril, 10 mg, 3 times a day. She is given Wellbutrin, Sertralin, S-E-R-T-R-A-L-I-N-E, 100 mg daily. Bupivacaine is for anxiety, 10 mg daily. Naproxen is discontinued. Omeprazole is provided Prilosec for stomach relief. Thank you. Other than that, patient will continue her physical therapy. Her legs have been reviewed from the previous, and the new legs have been ordered to make sure patient is not abusing any drugs or abuse. And physical therapy, we continue 2 times per week. Patient remain disabled in the work and housework transportation. Patient continues neuropsych therapy. And she's been seen by Dr. Ramakrishna for a potential surgery for her spine that has been discussed at length. The patient did go to see Dr. Prebin, but somehow there were some issues that came up, and the patient could not see Dr. Prebin. And at this time, the patient is now satisfied with the therapy, and the deal is between a spinal cord stimulation device or the surgery. The patient and the surgeon will decide. And at this time, I'm fairly satisfied. Her case is moving along well. And we have done all what we could do as far as the injection treatments are concerned. Thank you.